and now evangelist David Shannon.
Of course, they had a place to dwell, and they were given enough food to survive, but yet it was nothing of their own doings. They were forced to because they were slaves. Finally, a man comes in on behalf of God, and he says, I'm going to free you. God's going to lead you out of this place. I'm sure there must have been surprise. There must have been awe. Some of them had never known, or all of them had never known anything but this type of slavery. And finally, they think of what will it be like to be free. And they don't go very far out of that slavery. Do they forget what has been given to them in their freedom? Some even murmur and say, I just wish I could go back to Pharaoh and to Egypt. Finally, when they come to the place where it's time to march on in to Canaan's land and it's time for them to fight, they say, we can't. We could never conquer those giants that are in that land. And because of their lack of faith, God punishes them because of that statement. And they wonder for 40 years, and all the men that are over 21 years of age never lived in or into that promised land. Now, here's where we really begin this evening. They wander around in the same clothes and the same shoes. They wander around drinking only water, eating only manna and some quail that's been given. They literally have nothing that would be of a matter of wealth. They have no grand feast, no grand occasions, just what we might say the bare necessities. And then Moses says, I want to prepare you for a land of tremendous feast. I want to prepare you, instead of living as wanderers or pilgrims, I want to prepare you for life in a nice home. I want to prepare you for wealth, because some of your silver and your gold is going to multiply. And your few cattle and herds that you have, they're going to multiply. And what did he warn them of? In his preparation, he warned them that you forget not the Lord your God. Notice, if you will, with me in Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, verse 11, is that preparation that Moses gives. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God, in not keeping His commandments and His judgments and His statutes, which I command thee this day. Lest when thou hast eaten and art full, and hast built goodly houses and dwelt therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all thou hast is multiplied, then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage, who led thee through that great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and drought, where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint, who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, which thy fathers knew not, that he might humble thee, and that he might prove thee, to do thee good at thy latter end. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth, and He may establish His covenant which He sware to thy fathers, as it is this day. And it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God, and walk after other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroyed before your face, so shall ye perish, because ye would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. Brethren, how could it be? Could the human race, could a man be so forgetful as to what it was like to not have a change of clothing and then to have several change of clothing and forget who gave it to him? Could a man go from eating quail and manna and drinking water to having wonderful feasts and forget who gave it to him? Could a man go from winning battle after battle after battle and remember who gave him those victories? Could a man have a multiplied silver and gold and flocks and forget who gave it to them? The answer over and over and over again is yes. That's the nature of man. The better things get, the more likely we are to forget God. Notice this, if you will, just by way of illustration. We go over to the book of Haggai, a very short book, a book that really we don't hear that much about. It's the period of time when God is going to allow His people to return back to the holy city, to Jerusalem. And they're to go back there to help build back the holy city. And as you remember, one of the first things they did when they went back was to begin building the wall. But you see, after the people accomplished that, it's almost as if they got sidetracked. Because when we read in the first chapter, we read of Haggai saying to them, "Now you've built your ceiling houses. And you went out and you've tried to clothe yourself, but you're still cold. You've tried to make for yourself food, but you're still hungry. You've tried to build up for yourself wealth, but every time you put it in your purse, it's as if it has holes in it." And Haggai says, "No wonder. You forgot to build the house of God." You see, they had went back and they built for themselves tremendous homes to live in. They had tried to build for themselves nice clothing and nice homes and nice savings accounts. But one thing they forgot to build was the house of God, and it was in a terrible ruin. And they allowed it to stay that way. But they repaired their homes. How can man go back to the holy city and forget the Holy One? That's the human nature that's within us. We turn over just a few more pages to the book of Luke. And in Luke, the 17th chapter, we have in some village somewhere between Galilee and Samaria, Jesus walking through this certain village, and there were 10 lepers standing over to the side. And as Jesus walks by, they cry out, "Master, have mercy upon us." You see, when you know that you're dying, you realize that you need help. And they humbly cry out, "Master, Lord of our life, have mercy upon us." And He looks over and He does. And He tells them to go to the priest, and as they're on their way to the priest, they're cleansed. One comes back and falls with his face to the ground at Jesus' feet, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus says, "Were there not 10? Where are the other 9? Brethren, where were the other 9? Just a few minutes ago." Now think about this. I'm not talking about days, months, or years. Just a few minutes ago, these men were dying. You didn't recover from leprosy. That was a doom. That was a death. You mean to tell me that man can forget in a matter of minutes a life-changing situation? Oh, not only man, 9 men can. 9 out of 10 can. Why? Because the human nature of mankind has always been, and I guess it will forever will be, is when things get better, forget God. This evening, the lesson is very simple. And that is, are things good in your life? If so, beware lest you forget the Lord your God. Notice with me, if you're still in the text of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, a few simple and powerful truths about forgetting God. We've already mentioned several times the things that they had. Their present, the state that he was leading them to when he was giving this warning, his fear was that when the house and the food and all these riches became their present state, that they would forget God. Now notice, if you will, verse 14. How does all of this happen? In Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, in verse 14, he says, "Then thine heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt and from the house of bondage." 1 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, verse 12, tells us, "Wherefore he that thinketh he standeth, take heed lest he fall." Brethren, pride from the Old Testament through the New Testament to modern day has always been the thing that causes us to think more of self and less of God. And when we look at all the things we have, for some reason, as I said, I don't understand everything about this lesson this evening, but I understand the truth in it. And the truth of man's nature is the more that man has, the more man gives himself the credit for them if he's following his own human nature. And so therefore, here's the challenge that Moses speaks of. One of these days, you're going to have a nice house to live in. You're not going to wander around a wilderness. One of these days, you're going to have nice meals to eat. You're not going to have to eat bread and manna and quail. One of these days, you're going to have some riches. You're not going to be a poor wonder. And he says, if you're not careful, one of these days, you'll give yourself credit for it, and you don't deserve it. Brethren, this evening, a tremendous lesson for all of us, and a point to be honest with ourselves. Is have we given ourselves too much credit? You see, the thing that man said then, and really the thing that man says today, is down in verse 17. Notice what he said in 17. And thou say in thine heart, my power and the might of mine hand hath gotten me this wealth. See the emphasis on self? He says, you think you have the power, that it's your wealth. The very next verse, he says, no. The very next verse, he says, it was God that gave you the power. A little boy went to Sunday school and he went to church and he'd been doing this for several weeks and his father did not appreciate it at all. His father would stay at home, and so when the little boy came in from church one Sunday morning, his father had lunch ready and they sat down and they ate, and the little boy said, Daddy, we should say a prayer before we eat. And so the father, not liking the situation, allowed the son to pray, and the son began to pray and thank God for everything. And finally he said, after a lengthy prayer, he said, and thank you for this food that you have given us today. And the father had taken all that he could take, and he interrupted the boy and he said, son, that's enough. You know I was the one that worked to earn the money to buy this food, and I'm the one that put it on the table today. And the son bowed his head. And he finished his prayer by saying, and Father, thank you for my daddy. If we trace it back far enough, every time, all blessings come from God. When I have the opportunity to work, it's because God gave me the day. He gave me the job. He gave me the health and the strength to get up out of bed and to go to it and to carry it out to the end of the day. He gave me the cash in hand. He gave me the opportunity to go to the grocery store. He gave me the opportunity and the health to prepare the food. God gives us everything we have. Brethren, my house is God's house on loan. My car is God's car on loan. The food I eat is food that God gave me to eat. The clothes I wear, clothes that God gave me to wear. And if for any reason, at any time, I think, look what I have done and what is mine, I went back to the same problem the children of Israel were going to have. And that is saying, look at the power that I have built up, the might that I have, and the wealth that I have, that destroys us. Notice another thing about these people. As we look down after verse 14b and so forth, we see that they also forgot the blessings that God had given them in the past. You see, Moses was fearful that they would forget once they had great blessings in the present. And then he says, you're going to do it because you're going to lift yourself up. And then finally he says, in 14, he says, you may forget that you were actually in bondage. And they did. He says in 15, you may forget that while you were in the wilderness and the fiery serpents and the scorpions were there, that God delivered you. You might forget that when you almost thirsted to death, it was God that gave you the water.
When you almost starved to death, it was God that gave you the manna. And then finally, a very interesting point that he makes in the latter half of verse 16. He says,
And it was God that gave you as a nation of people the opportunity to be humbled and to try a second time.
Listen, God blessed that nation through their punishment. He could have simply destroyed the entire nation. But instead, He punished them. And He allowed them to wander around for 40 years and to think about the terrible mistake that they had made. And then He gave them another opportunity to march to the same point and make the same decision whether or not they'll cross over and fight this time. He says, all of these things were things that God gave you. Have you and I forgotten the good things of the past?
Do you remember the day you were baptized? Do you remember laying your head on the pillow that night and knowing that your sins were forgiven? And do you remember how great it was to know that sins were forgiven? Brethren, sometimes we forget how much God has done for us. When's the last time you and I have studied back and we've studied in the latter parts of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and we've studied the last week of Jesus upon this earth and remembered what Jesus did for us in giving His life on the cross? It's easy to forget the things that God has done for us in the past. It's easy to swell with pride and forget the things that God has done for us now. It's easy to begin to give ourselves the credit for all that's been done. To save time's sake, I just want to tell you about, and I encourage you this week, a part of your Bible reading this week, read Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. It goes right along with Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. What Moses does in the 28th chapter is he says, I'm going to tell you the blessings. If you will remember God, these blessings will always be true. And then he spends much of that chapter, it's a long chapter, and he spends much of it saying, if you forget God, here are the curses. And these curses will be upon you if you forget God. Curses such as your enemies will destroy you. Curses such as you go to your fields, except they don't harvest, you don't reap a good harvest. Drought comes, pestilence comes, all kind of sickness, fevers, boils. The list goes on and on. To me, some of the most horrible things of the list is the fact that you take a wife and you watch another live with her. You have children and your eyes fail weak because you hunt for them so long, but your children cannot be found. These are things that Moses says would be your punishment if you forget the Lord your God. But man wouldn't do that, would they? Yes, they did. They forgot their God when they crossed over after so many years, and all those things came true. This evening, I ask you, are you grateful for all that God has given you? The little things and the tremendous, great blessings. Do you realize that the only reason that you and I have anything is because we serve a great God that's generous to us? This evening, we've talked quite a bit about humility. And that's what it takes to serve God. It's to be humble enough to deny self, take up His cross, and follow Him. Tonight I ask you, have you done that? Have you been willing to deny self, turn away from sin, believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, be willing to confess that before others, and be baptized for the remission of those sins? And live a life of thanksgiving, and through that thanksgiving, obedience. Have you fallen anywhere? Brethren, human nature will cause you and I to forget God. Being a spiritual person will lead us back to remembrance. Tonight, be humble enough if you're in this audience and things are amiss. Be humble enough to simply say, I was wrong. I've made mistakes. I've sinned. I need forgiveness. If you're right with God, keep on. If you're wrong, don't fool yourself and don't try to fool others by staying in your condition. If we can help you in any way. Come as we stand and as we sing.